Tax dodge or national salvation? This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Recently, the owner of Patagonia, makers of those super comfortable $35 boxer briefs, announced he would donate the whole company to a new nonprofit organization that he set up. And this new organization will collect and spend the company's profits on social welfare. The arrangement makes the transaction tax-free. No capital gains on the appreciated value of the company. No gift tax on the donations to the nonprofit. Sounded pretty noble to me, until Axios covered the story under the headline, "The Ultimate Billionaire Tax Dodge," which suddenly made it sound a little sleazy. Axios reported that Patagonia was the second company in the past year to do this, the other being Trip Light, which makes electrical devices, and which was also donated to a nonprofit set up by its owner, a transaction, but that was also tax-free. This is all completely legal under the IRS rules, which grants tax exemptions to social welfare organizations. The question is whether this is truly a good thing or a shameless loophole. Well, according to the IRS, these nonprofit social welfare organizations must, quote, further the common good and general welfare of the people of the community. And to achieve those goals, they are allowed to lobby Congress. You see, there's the loophole. And Axios clearly suspects that these new social welfare organizations are going to be knee-deep in lobbying. Patagonia on the left and Trip Light on the right. But I say we give them a chance, because it could be a great demonstration of the ingenuity of the private sector. With the number of billionaires we have spawned, I can see social welfare organizations solving so many social problems that the government welfare programs and the bureaucracy that goes with them would no longer be necessary. Housing for the homeless would appear on privately purchased land donated by Patagonia. Drug treatment centers would sprout up courtesy of Trip Light. These profit-funded nonprofits could remove graffiti, power wash the sidewalks, build sterilized and supervised public bathrooms, and we would reward them by purchasing their products and posting hearts on Twitter. And yes, if these organizations promote something you hate, you should be free to boycott their products in protest, especially if they choose to spend their social welfare budgets on political lobbying, because that's just using their untaxed wealth to shell each other while the problems go unsolved. Instead of trying to manipulate politicians who've proven they can't agree, why not go around them and just solve these problems yourselves? Pay for the daily graffiti removal. Build permanently affordable housing on private land. Provide detox on demand. I would post so many Twitter hearts for you. But if you're in it just for the fight, I'm not buying your stuff anymore, no matter how comfortable your briefs are.